This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Will Max Pharmacy.
And welcome to the revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio with yours truly, Kahun Anku Sarah. Listen, it's a Friday. Yeah, you know, we hanging out on Friday again. Want to thank our brother Juan for giving us another opportunity to take the revolution for a spin around the block today on a Friday. And we just pray that everybody's staying safe on the wet streets. Started to rain before I came into the studio, so we just pray that you, just take your time getting to where you're getting to and get there. But they say drive to arrive alive. Yeah, let's do that. All right. Guardian Radio is streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And, of course, our telephone lines, whenever we open them, are 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. Our text line is powered by BTC422GR96. That's 422-4796. Of course, the standard text rates apply, and so I'll do my best to get to all of your texts as they come in. All right. Today, I'm going to throw some things at the listening audience. I sent the producer a clip. Check your WhatsApp, my brother. Let me know when that clip is ready to play. All right. It's a clip from the late great Sir Lyndon Pinlan. And it's a reminder to all of us as Bahamians as to kind of what our responsibility is, and I think it can help us to refocus where our priorities should be as a nation. I say that because as I look through the newspaper today, you know, there's a lot of the same old, and it's like we're spinning in circles. It's like we're a hamster in a wheel, and I feel like it's my job to help us to see things from a different perspective. And so that's what we're going to do today. Today is kind of an open line day. You know, I'm not going to hold you to any particular topic out. You know, I want to call it nation building open line, nation building open line, because we're coming into independence. And that conversation, you know, we got to talk about continuously building the nation. I want to remind you that this Saturday, that's tomorrow, is International Culture Day 2022, brought to you by the Holy Coptic Church and Tree of Eternal Life down there at the Fish Fry. That's Heritage Site, Arawaki, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be great fun. Games, music. We got Bodine. We got Landlord. We got Novi. We got Tanya and Paul Hanna. We got the Jazz Cats. We got Colors Junkanoo. We got the Imanji Circus. We got games. We got food. I mean, listen, one thing we need is you. You understand what I'm saying? So that's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over there at Iowa Key at the Fish Fry. It's only $5 to get in, $2 for children. And make sure you check it out, right? And so this idea of nation building, right? I don't think anyone is under the illusion that we have arrived. I mean, I pray that's not the illusion. And I think we get real comfortable. think we're a little comfortable. I think we feel as if we've made it in some ways. And then, of course, there are many of us who are now feeling the pinch because of the gas prices and now BPL talking about going up on rates. And, you know, it's been a struggle, especially after COVID, during COVID, the lockdown, this, that. And we, yes, are facing a lot of challenges because of the circumstances. But I think we're also facing a lot of challenges, and this is my humble opinion. I feel as if we're facing a lot of the challenges because we don't have a true national plan. We don't have a true national agenda. And that doesn't mean everybody has to agree on every single thing, but we got to agree on some fundamentals, right? And in agreeing on some fundamentals, we can at least from government to government, you know, when a government is successive, right? So we if we have some fundamental bedrock principles that we're all working towards, no matter what government is in, we just continue to work towards it regardless, right? Easier said than done, because everything is politics. And sadly enough, we are faced with the challenge of being reelected, right, as governments go. I've never been in politics, but this is what I understand it to be. And so there's the kind of tightrope approach to governance, whereby, you know, you get as much done as you can, and then you kick into reelection mode, right? And that's the way it is. We ain't gonna change that tomorrow. We ain't changing that today either, right? So it is what it is. However, the power of the country is ultimately in the hands of the people. No matter what political affiliation you have, we all got to agree on some national strategies that can assist the future, right? But also deal with what's going on right now. We can fix some stuff right now if we all get our heads wrapped around what is actually going on. Producer, you got that clip ready? So I want us to just listen to this. This is the late, great Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinlan. And just give it, it's about 4 minutes long. But I want you to listen to it. I think it's a great way to start the show and something to think about as we move into independence. Check it out.
And Andros will nurture our political capital with much more land to spare. Her rich soils will be the breadbasket of the Bahamas, and her cooling waters will soothe the hottest throat. As Florida's frost line moves further south, as more and more farmland in Florida is eaten up by the expansion of her cities and the growth of her population, as its land becomes scarcer and scarcer, the farmlands of Abaco of Andros will come under economic use for the primary production of and the manufacture of food products, not only for domestic consumption, but also for export. Her rejuvenated pine lands will not in the future be used to make paper in America or prop up coal mines in Britain. Instead, they will be used to base an industry at home that will provide our people not only with work, but with building materials. The sap from the pine trees will turn into turpentine. From her rich banks and deep sea troughs, we will mine the gold of the sea and manufacture and process on the spot fish and fish products, both for the local and the international market. The rich mud on her western coast will make beauty packs for our women and provide a raw material base for our paints. In her many creeks, sheltered from the large marauding fish of the open sea, fish farms would be developed for shrimp and other high-protein seafood. Her kung beds will be turned into factories of jewels, producing rare cultured pearls, just like the Japanese did with their oyster beds. Her broad, swathing beaches will give rise to tourist resorts rivaling anything in Nassau or Freeport. And I have a dream, too, that one day, somewhere off the shores of Andros, we will at last be able to bring to the surface the oil which for many years we have been hearing about as being there. Three international airports, one in the north, one in the center, and one in the south, will be necessary to meet her agricultural, her industrial, and her touristic needs. The infrastructural development of northern Andros is almost completed. Its extension to central Andros is now in progress. Fresh Creek already has the infrastructure to support major resort and marina development. And an application is presently being considered for just a thing by the government. There are no more beautiful beaches in all Andros than there are in Kems Bay, where the road and bridge infrastructure has been completed. And telephone, electricity, and water infrastructure are quietly but surely being put in place for township expansion. Fellow delegates, a new frontier beckons in Andros for another 50,000 Bahamians.
Well, that's the great Sir Lyndon Oscar Penland giving his dream for Andros. It's a clip I have in my files. And we could apply this logic to any island in the Bahamas or any group of islands in the Bahamas, whereby we actually focus on the natural resources of that particular island or that particular area in our country, and have a plan. Have a plan that allows for us to truly build the wealth of this nation. When I heard this clip for the first time many years ago, it also made me think of a book. I got to get my hands on it. But there's an author that wrote a book called The Economic History of the Bahamas. And in that particular book, he outlined the plans, economic plans, that the government at the time had. And again, as I was hearing the thoughts in that particular book from those who were in government, I questioned where do we lose course, right? Where did we, or did we miss the memo? Did we not hear a blueprint being presented before us that would actually give us some concrete strategies to actually go after? And that's just Andros. That's just one, right? I know we definitely aren't anywhere close to what he was talking about in that clip. And I don't mean to belabor what he said specifically, but the notion that we could have a discussion based around our natural resources, based around realistically creating industries that serve us. I know that the conversations have, started, and I hear people talking about how you know, we're going to revamp education, at least the history curriculum, and you know, we're going to do things, you know, as far as farming is concerned. But are we going to wait until it's imminent? I mean, like, right now it's imminent. You know, we can't be playing with our food security in this country. We can't be playing with not understanding just the inventory of the resources in our country, right? Whether you agree with tapping into the oil or not, we got to know what's there. You know, I hear our good brother C. Allen talking about just the carbon credits. We got to educate ourselves on what that means. What's the power of a mangrove system? What's all of this talk about carbon credits and all these different things? Because we hurting. We hurting infrastructurally. We hurting socially. We're hurting in this country. But we can't just sit back and continue to hurt. You know, when you walk out of your room to do something and you get to the front of the house and you forget what you were going out there for, 9 times out of 10, I know for me personally, I walk back into the room and usually, if not immediately, within a couple of minutes, I remember, oh yeah, that's why I was going back in the front. We gotta go back to move forward. It's called Sankofa. Return and fetch it, right? So I wanted to put that out there. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Let's take a call, producer. Caller, you're on the revolution.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Fritzy. Junior.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Every time I say that, I can see your daddy face.
Well, listen, I love when you say his name. I love to hear you say his name.
Most people go around that name, Fritzy.
No.
Who been to the banana boat? Don't have got it.
I know, right?
Who hang out with my big brother and cousin at the Sudden Recreation Ground. And I used to go to two dentists, Mr. Burnside on Fort St. Castle, and then your daddy down in the down across the road from the Sudden Recreation Ground.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, I got a little history about 71. But, you know, I listen to all these people calling them sometimes from the computerized world. Mm-hmm. And from the scientific world. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate people that are very, I call them the intellectuals, you know, the smart people who've been off the university, got degrees and things. But when they talking on talk show, they don't realize that half the people don't know what the hell they talking about. you know what I said? Words, what we don't even know how to spell, much less say.
Right.
But they suffered to be so. That's our fault because we don't like read. Your grandfather used to say that. Put it in a book, yep. The demons get lost. Because they didn't pick up the book. Neither to open the pages.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you are a religious leader of an organization.
Yes, sir.
You grew up underneath the Christian faith. I think you grew up Methodist or Anglican. You all were pretty close.
No, we were Presbyterian.
Presbyterian is what? That's Methodist?
No, that's the Church of Scotland.
Y'all, that's the Church of that's like
that's St. the
Andrews,
Kirk. That's the
St. Andrews, the Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So y'all used to go to St. Andrews, the Kirk. That's the church we got the front door that nobody could go through. But Churchill, buddy, that's crazy. They got a big front door, always dirty because of the pollution from the buses. They never clean it, but you can't go through the church front door.
That's one of them. Not a front door's work.
Yeah. No, they got two front doors.
They got two front doors.
A church with two front doors. I have the people going to the back door, but y'all got two front doors.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I grew up Anglican.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a religious leader. Now, I grew up Anglican, but I didn't ask to be no Anglican.
Right.
I was forced into the Anglican religion from birth. At 6 months old, they baptized me in St. Matthew's Church, June 1951.
Wow, I was christened Anglican.
Yeah,
I understand. Father Roach.
Yeah, you see me going through these things, but guess what? It wasn't our permission.
No.
they did this without our permission. Okay, you baptize me as an Anglican. Then you take me over to St. George's from St. Matthew's, and then you confirm me as a member of the church now. Baptism is when you enter the faith. Confirmation, then they confirm you as an official member.
Right.
You're permitted, you're old enough to go up and take the Holy Sacrament and so forth.
Yes, sir.
But now, as a youngster, I used to always ask questions, because I know Bahamians, if you don't mention or you question God or anything like that, they're ready to chew your head off, say you don't believe in Jesus,
you're the
heathen, and this and that and the next.
Yep.
But all of these things were dictated to us by a book called King James Version, written in the year 1604 and released to the general public in England in 1611.
Yeah.
It was written by 47 Oxford, Westminster, and Cambridge scholars. Now, when that was written, that was translated from, the Catholic Bible into the English Bible until the King, King James, decided that it was written in the way that he wanted it. When the king was satisfied, that's why the first page is King James Version. But now they grew us up, they dictated us from children. Now I got come to this point where we talk about God, if you give me this question, this thing now.
Yeah, because we got another caller.
Yeah, but see, when they told me about this God thing, they made me believe as a youngster that God was this white man sitting above the clouds in a gold chair with a long white dress, gold slippers, a gold slash around him, and a gold crown, with a bunch of white angels with blue eyes and blonde hair, blue eyes, and white wings.
Right.
Behind him. Right? That's how they had me as a child believing with this God. But as I grew older, they started saying that God was not God, that was Jesus. That Jesus and God can't be the same person.
Confusion.
Jesus was a human being that walked the face of earth.
Yeah.
God never born, God never die. God is sitting above no clouds or no throne, like they made us believe, as he on another planet.
Yes.
The closest planet to us is Mars.
You need to come to Jace, man. You need to come to...
But what I'm saying, the closest planet to us is Mars. They went to Mars and they didn't find God there.
No, they found a place,
though. This human being, this white man, this little white man today, what they call Jesus' daddy, who is also my daddy, where he is, which planet he said, Lord?
That's a good question.
So when we go to heaven, where we go with? To which planet?
Well, we...
Believe it right, so where we go with?
Every time you see the word heaven in the New Testament, it's the constellation Orion, Uranus.
That we go into the atmosphere, we go into the galaxy.
It's there.
And that's our spirit going there, but the body is going nowhere.
Yeah. But Sparky, I mean...
The body going to the dirt, they go rotten.
That's something we definitely could dive into. I can touch on some of those things as we move into the rest of the show. But it's good to know that we're questioning, that we have the intellect stirred enough to want to know more and not just accept what has been given to us over and repeatedly again as religion. And so we can talk about that too. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We'll run to some texts and get some more calls after the break. You're on The Revolution, 96.9 Guardian Radio with Calhoun Uncle Sarah.
Yo. Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIB drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. My name is Kahun Ankusara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, and I am sitting in for Juan McCartney today, as I'm sure you have guessed if you're just tuning in. We started the show today with a clip from Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinden, right? And he talked about Andrus in a beautiful way. I don't know, some may argue that it was, I don't know, political talk, but It's something that, no matter how you feel about it, it's just to hear the visionary thought process on how to utilize the actual natural resources and just the whole spatial resource, the beaches, et cetera, et cetera. We talk about it, but where are the plans to really and I'm not saying there aren't any. I'm just saying, you know, let's talk about them. You know, we have a Minister of National Resources, Natural Resources, and we have a Bahamas Natural Resources Foundation. And there are people out there doing some great work. And this conversation is not merely about natural resources, right? We're just talking about planning as we move into independence, you know, having an actual plan, right? So let's run to some text right quick. It says, my goodness, what happened to all those great ideas and dreams for Andrus? We are going backwards. Wow, caller. I definitely feel you. This next text, it says, it's Andrus. That's Andrus. Text, you can't leave us hanging, man. You got bill on that, man. You know what I mean? You got to add something. What does that mean, texter? I feel you. What does that mean, though? Let's run to a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you are on The Revolution here on 96.9.
Yeah, phenomenal, but how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great, man. How are you?
Yeah, nice introduction. You know,
And what you're saying, like, I can try stick on tour because my good friends back here, you all of the buses now. You see, you know why it came to happen in this country for us being many people?
Mm.
Because number one, no politicians like to be many people. They swear that they're the twin of heirs and successors.
You see?
And when people call us a laughing stock, we have a tendency of getting mad at these folks. But we are the laughing stock. Barbados going independent.
Yeah.
I think Barbados is one country. Going independent, republic.
Right.
They swear that they're the people of Barbados. You see, and when government comes to power, what they normally do, they stop reviewing cancer. That's why this country keep going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
They make people that are too short of patience. They change government. I don't know why they keep changing government like that. And a lot of people went by last night.
Yeah.
Because you cannot run properly like that. Yeah. Sometimes they need a lot of people to say, but 10 times and force them to do what they say they do. Anytime they come to camp, they tell them, you say that and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, we say that we are an independent nation. I can't go to casino gambling. Isn't that discriminating?
Yep.
I can't go get me a license and I'm going to protect my property, protect my family and my business. It's all kind of things that they just want to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I know the Bahamas is a rich country. You know. We know the Bahamas is a rich country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an independent. It's all about the life of me about that time, you
know. Way back
like
then.
Like Nike said, that's too much. They don't like people who talk, Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't listen to what the Christian country say. Anybody who's 75, 80 years old, I don't listen to what they say. They're part of the problem.
Wow.
They see people doing wrong and anytime you see people doing wrong, and you're part of the problem.
Mm.
Because the only people I listen to the Attorney General, Mr. Pinder, talking about kind of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Put them change about for them because if we can by legislation and the next government come to power and change about the same, you know.
Yeah.
If we take it to a referendum,
mm-hmm.
that's lifetime.
Yeah.
You see, this foundation, they really believe we become stupid. Be smarter than them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come and want their own business. Half of them have been in business in Parliament because by law they're supposed to pay $10,000 for 2 years in prison. And don't tell me they know all a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be paid.
So
we need to fix this country, man, from top down.
So
I can't take my call, my brother.
Yeah, my brother. I appreciate you calling. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. So generally speaking, you know, when you talk to Bahamians, you know, we're frustrated, right? We talk all day on the radio. We talk all day to each other. And when are we going to implement something, you know, or assist with something that has already been implemented? It may not be the right thing now, but it may have been the right thing then. But how do we tweak it? You know what I mean? This is the conversation we want to have. Let's run to another call on 96.9. The Revolution. Caller, you are on the air.
Uncle Surah.
How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, my brother. It's great to hear your voice on radio.
It's great to hear yours too, brother.
Let me first congratulate you for bringing back a piece of the past that played a very significant and pivotal role in the lives of Bahamians in the voice of the late father of the nation, Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinley.
Mm-hmm.
I said all of that to say this. Sir Lyndon and the first cabinet of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas were very visionary.
Yeah.
And many of the things that they had envisioned, truth be told, did come to the forefront.
Okay.
This is what we lack in this country today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of talkers, but we have no visionaries.
Mm.
A lot of the things that the Bahamian people would love to participate in helping government or helping 38 representatives in our parliament to become successful, they have neglected the one very important component, and that is keeping the people abreast on what it is that they want to do so we have a buy-in. Secondly, in terms of allowing us to participate in the process to allow the country to become prosperous. And thirdly, the belief in the Bahamian people, which today is lacking.
Mm.
And I said all of that because it is general sentiment of many Bahamians across the length and breadth of this country, from Abaco and Grand Bahama in the north to Inaba in the south.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shameful that many of us are out here, we've been crying that we want to participate in helping more significantly to build our country. But because of political affiliations, and separation of the people, we are all divided, and as the word says, a house divided upon itself shall not stand.
Right.
And that is why we are not moving anywhere fast, because the politics of this country is killing us as a people.
Right.
And no matter how many times we say these things, people are not taking this thing seriously. It's always a PLP or a FLM. But remember, we are all one people, regardless of the 38 that represent us in the parliament. We are still all one people. We have to get this thing right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's all I want to say about this today, because, you know, hearing the late father of the nation and hearing the visions that he had, even for Andrus.
Yeah.
Hearing what he had to say for what he envisioned the new Bahamas. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, we are nowhere near where those visions are. Many of us came back home because we believed in those visions. Mm-hmm. And those visions are yet to be realized.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you for calling in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So the call is correct. I mean, the first cabinet was very visionary. I mean, and they did do a lot of good. And I think we got comfortable. I think we started to rest on our laurels and say, hey, we reach, you know, and we lost our way, you know. Or what else happened? Help me, right? Help me. Let's just run to quick text, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. This text says, so where are the fish farms Pinland envision? 30% of Malaysia's GDP comes from growing groupers, employs thousands. That was Pinland's vision. This is what we're asking. And text, you're right. You know, he talked about shrimp. He talked about, utilizing not just the conch, but the conch shells, you know, and making pearls, right? I mean, if we didn't say, if I just read that today, right, and I said, this is my, I could campaign on that. I could literally campaign on that. But that was something that we were supposed to be headed towards. 323-622-32-325-4316, 325-4259. I think we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air here on the Revolution 96.9 Guardian Radio.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, if I was going to run, I'd run on a common goal.
Yeah.
Of energy security.
Yeah.
See, that would invite yellow, red, COI, green, whoever color out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because energy security from 1994, speaking to that issue, not that I love it.
Yeah.
But it affects your food.
Yeah.
It affects your electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your gas.
Yep.
Did you realize that the Bahamas has natural gas?
Help us, man. We have natural gas?
It sits on top of oil reserves.
Wow.
And we have oil.
Mm-hmm.
We did a whole drilling for exploration.
Right.
We found oil,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't find plenty.
Right.
In that particular spot.
Mm-hmm.
What was the quality of the oil we found?
Mm.
No one has said. As a shareholder, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Because if it was good oil, we could leave it in the ground.
Right.
Take the natural gas, you know, the propane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that could actually power your cars, your Clifton Pier generation of power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the World Bank, you've heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of the IMF, International Monetary Fund?
Oh, yeah.
They said in 1983
mm-hmm.
that the Bahamas was the richest country in North America, Central America, South America, and the Caribbean.
Wow.
Us in the Atlantic Ocean, by ourselves, were the third, were the richest country in the hemisphere. Now, let's come forward to 2021, December.
Mm-hmm.
We did lose one-third of our economy from Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a year and a half from not working in tourism. Corona, stay home.
Right.
Where do you think we rank now out of all the countries in the hemisphere? We're number three.
Wow.
We did arrive in 1983. We were richer than the people whose bed we were making.
Wow.
And we were not eligible for any of these these three-letter predatory lending banks' money.
Mm.
So what did we do? We opened the floodgates. We allow everybody to come here. Not the best of those countries. We took the broke and the poor. And so once we increase the numbers based on GDP, our ranking starts to fall. So with small numbers, we were the richest country in the hemisphere.
Wow.
Now, let's move forward to now, and I'm going to wrap up with this because
We got to run the news, though. We got to run the news. You want to hold and come back? No.
I have a cell phone. I can't afford that.
Okay, all right,
the richest country in the hemisphere. I could call you back.
Yeah, call me back. Call me back.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. We're going to run to our news break here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Keep it locked.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Listening to news headlines on the hour over the Guardian Radio Network. On behalf of the entire newsroom, I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in at the top of every hour for the latest news updates.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. You are listening to the voice of Calhoun Ankou Sarah, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. And I am sitting in for my brother Juan McCartney. We're talking nation building and just throwing a lot of ideas on the table. And Graham was just giving us some homework to check out. I think this may be him calling back. So let's see if this is Graham. Calling on the phone lines 323-622-3235-4316 and 325-4259. Call you on the revolution.
You know, what I appreciate about you is you don't say stuff that isn't factual, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've done your research. And what I just told you is straight from the World Bank and the IMF.
Okay.
Same people that say in the newspaper that the outlook for the Bahamas ain't so good. Just a week ago. But yet I was making more money than the people whose bet I was making in 1983.
Wow.
And after taking a 1.5 year vacation, I'm still number three in the hemisphere.
Mm.
See, God has put us here.
Yeah.
The real God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other story.
Right.
In the Atlantic, 30 miles off of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
where we are tax exempt.
Mm.
For foreigners, but the locals tax the bejesus out of them.
Yep.
I think we should spin it. Let's start treating our people how we've treated foreigners for 50 years.
Yeah.
And treat them the way we treat our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing that offends me?
Mm.
When the U.S. gets the flu and sneezes, we in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, if you have that mindset, you really shouldn't be anywhere near the control box
mm-hmm.
or the steering wheel of this ship.
Right.
See, I want to hear you say, we should be affected by global events, but not crippled.
Right. It's a global,
you know, in
economy.
1994, if we'd started a vigorous campaign to solarize this country, we wouldn't be worrying about where's the next $400 million coming from for fuel to put in a diesel generator to keep the light on.
But, Graham, I asked this question one time, and people who supposed to know what they're talking about said, well, you know, that it's too expensive to solarize. You know, that can't work for the Bahamas. You know, what you got to say to those people?
Were they people that sell fuel? I wish I could laugh like my good papa. Anyway,
yeah.
Let me show you a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Using the carbon credits and fines that you're now hearing about.
Yeah.
In 2008, we said on another talk show, you could have those countries that don't have sun 370 days a year like us.
Right.
That'll get you listening. 365 days, we got sun.
Mm-hmm.
You could have Canada, Germany, and Scotland and all those wonderful places put the solar on the rooftops of every one of our homes for free.
Mm.
They would receive the credit for us not burning all that diesel to make the electricity.
Wow.
Called a carbon credit.
Mm.
And it was as simple as that. Let me show you how rich we are, because a lot of people don't believe it. In America, they have to pump their own gas, right?
Yeah.
We too rich for that. In America, they have to put their grocery in Walmart in the bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
We too rich for that,
yeah.
Child.
Yeah.
Watch this. They have to take it out to the car.
Right.
We too rich for that. And we could tip the guy.
Right.
Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
We have sun every day of the year, but yet we refuse to use it to heat water.
Wow.
To put in our homes.
Mm.
Taking a cowboy shower was an insult. Whoever told me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember.
Yep.
So when you go outside today, put your hand on your car.
Yeah.
And you feel how hot that car is.
Yeah.
That same heat could be put in your water heater at home. And the Honorable Leslie Miller told us when he was the chairman of BPL, which I'm not, he said that one-third, hold up three fingers, if you pay a $300 light bill, by heating the water from the sun, you would only be using two fingers, $200,
wow,
instead of $300.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start a campaign, you and I,
yeah,
to heat every home in this country's water from the sun, saving one-third of our electricity bill, which is one-third of $400 million a year, according to our last prime minister on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I quote, we spend $400 million a year in diesel to make electricity.
Hmm.
Well, one-third of that is over $100 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I, you ready to start a business, $100 million a year, and we put every young person to work right now doing this renewable energy to heat water. Nothing to do with PV, solar, electric panels, and all that headache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can leave you with that. We could talk all day.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we do a show together virtually.
Hey, that,
and we discuss how to fix this country so easily.
See, that's what I'm interested in.
I want you to know this is the richest country in the hemisphere.
Yeah.
Don't let's, you know what the Bible says?
Mm.
If for those who believe the Bible, it says, cursed is the man that makes his people believe little is plenty.
Wow.
Child, that job making the bed, that's a good thing.
Mm.
Really? So if you make $350 a week making someone else's bed, right?
Right.
Or you close in your part of your house and you put it on rent for $100 a day, that's $700 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you own the bed. Which is a better model? See, we're not teaching money. We're not teaching ownership. We're teaching oppressive things. But the young people, they could see beyond it.
Yeah.
You have the best blessed day. And I want to encourage everybody, because as you see the light bill go up and the gas bill go up and the food bill go up and all these things go up, remember, we could counteract that in a second. And I'll leave you with this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Ministry of Financial Service, Trade and Industry, and Immigration, November 5th, 2018, National Guardian, how's that for a source, said, the Bahamas trades, it trades a lot. It trades $3 trillion in goods and services. You can go downstairs and see my cousin Kirk Monroe in circulation, and he could get you a copy.
Okay.
Now, $3 trillion a year at 12% VAT, because the goods and service has VAT, does it not?
Yep.
That would be $360 billion dollars a year in tax revenue if we taxed all the activity happening through and about this country. Mm. That's $1 billion a day. That means our national debt could be paid in less than 2 weeks. So either I'm crazy, or I invite that minister to come on your show with me and you, mm-hmm. you and I, and let's discuss this.
Let's get some solutions, eh?
Bahamas yeah. fixed.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Have a good
it.
One.
Thank you, man. You know, and all I want to say to those who are listening today is just do your homework. Don't believe anything I'm saying or anything Graham is saying or anything anybody is saying. What I like about that conversation was he at least put some stuff on the table. He at least said, check this out. Check that out. You ain't got to accept it. But clearly there are things happening in our country that can allow us to not be in the position that we're in. But somebody's benefiting from this model, if you want to call it that, that we're suffering in right now. And so I appreciate Graham for just putting those things on the table. I can check that Bible verse out too, right? 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. We're on the revolution. I see another caller coming through. Let's check out this caller. Caller, you're on the revolution.
Hey, brother Andrew. What's up, bro?
Hey, good man. What's up, this DeWitt?
Yes, sir. All is well.
Hey, good man.
I would like to say that me and Graham, Mr. Graham, mm-hmm. we might not support the same philosophies when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
I respect that gentleman.
Yeah.
I must say that I respect him for how he brings things forward and, mm-hmm. and what he's saying. You know, it's just for people to sit down
mm-hmm.
and listen. You got a gentleman, you know, C. Allen mm-hmm. Johnson. I think he's from Freeport.
Yep.
When you listen to him, I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, who in any government will give them a seat at the table to utilize their ideas to see if the simple common man who's not in the government, to see if he can bring some sort of ideas to move the country forward. Because when you listen to certain persons called talk shows,
mm-hmm.
And you dissect and you Google, you don't just take it for what they say, and what they're saying is corresponding with, you know, what you Google, it speaks volume to that person or persons.
Yeah.
Because I don't want no one to believe because a person wears a coat suit and they have a chauffeur, that means that they know everything.
Right, right.
All right? What we need to do as a collective body of Bahamians, I'm talking about, let's put the politicalness aside, because, you know, politics is just the number one in the country.
Yeah.
Let's put that aside.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone comes together with ideas, and everyone combine those ideas together,
mm-hmm.
then we can come up with some sort of solution. It's mm-hmm. like a scientist, my brother.
Yeah.
A scientist never, when he decides to do his research, he has different scientists from different parts of the world and all of them coming together
mm-hmm.
to see if they could bring this cure
reproduce
to
it.
Reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's high time in our country. I think that I hope that the government that I support, that they take time out and listen to persons like Graham, mm-hmm. like C. Allen,
yeah.
you know, listen to them. You know, others who call, who really, really have some bright minds.
Yeah.
And it don't make no sense, right, that they call it in every day. And then something happens, and they're telling you these things like about a month before, you know, where they could have been avoided or their input
mm-hmm.
could have, you know, helped things not to go to that direction. But being human people, it's time that all of us together, or everybody, come together and try to fix this country. The country cannot be fixed just by the government. The government is only the government. We make the government. So we have to come together with our bright minds and our bright solutions to move the country forward, and we'd have a good country.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, my brother.
Thank you, DeWitt.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, when Graham started the conversation, he started with energy, production, right? For lack of a better term. But ultimately, we all have an energy crisis, whether it's gas for the car or gas for the generator at BPL. You know, I don't care what your political persuasion is. That is something that will get anybody's ears perked up if somebody has a solution to those issues, which, you know, the brother, Graham, he put those things on the table. I want to drop something in here, though. We started out with Sir Lyndon Penland, and we're going to end today with the Baba Marcus Moshe Garvey. Sir Lyndon Penland and many of our great leaders that moved us into independence, I don't want to say they were Garveyites in every sense of the word, but Marcus Garvey definitely influenced them. You know, when you read Sir Arthur Folks, Sir Randall, the faith that moved the mountain. That particular book talks about Marcus Garvey coming to the Bahamas in 1928 and being on, if I'm not mistaken, what we call a Southern Recreation Ground today. I don't know if it actually mentions where he spoke, but it does talk about him coming here in 1928. And it says a lot that he was here and that he was able to share in our country his vision. And we hear very little of him. We even hear very little of Dr. Robert Love, who encouraged Marcus Garvey on his journey. And I want to read something from the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey, and this was put together by his wife, his late wife, Amy Jacques Garvey. But it says, the true solution of the Negro problem, this is 1922, right? And here's how it starts. As far as Negroes are concerned in America, now he was in America, right? But he was talking to Africans all over the world. As far as Negroes are concerned, in America, we have the problem of lynching, peonage, and disenfranchisement. In the West Indies, South and Central America, we have the problem of peonage, serfdom, industrial and political governmental inequality. In Africa, we have not only peonage and serfdom, but outright slavery, racial exploitation, and alien political monopoly. We cannot allow a continuation of these crimes against our race, as our 100 million men, women, and children, worthy of the existence given us by the divine creator. We are determined to solve our own problem by redeeming our motherland Africa from the hands of alien exploiters and found there a government, a nation of our own, strong enough to lend protection to the members of our race scattered all over the world and to compel the respect of the nations and the races of the earth. Because this is why we could be shot down like dogs all around the world and everybody just hold out their cell phone. But you can't do that to a Chinaman. You can't do that to an Indian. You can't do that to any of these people whose governments hold nuclear power. They're going to look at you. They're going to look at you and they're going to start tapping some buttons. But not the African. It says, do they lynch Englishmen, Frenchmen, Germans, or Japanese? No. And why? Because these people are represented by great governments, mighty nations and empires, strongly organized. Yes, and ever ready to shed the last drop of blood and spend the last penny in the national treasury to protect the honor and integrity of a citizen outraged anywhere. This happened in Abaco. When we were ravaged by that hurricane, the countries came and got their people. Ask the people in Abaco. They got stories for days. until the Negro reaches this point of national independence, all he does as a race will count for naught. Because the prejudice that will stand out against him, even with his ballot in his hand, with his industrial progress to show, will be of such an overwhelming nature as to perpetrate mob violence and mob rule, from which he will suffer, and which he will not be able to stop with his industrial wealth and with his ballot. Because we talk about politics all the time, we talk about economics all the time. Marcus Garvey was saying, you need a base. You need to strengthen the root. The Bahamas is the fruit. Africa is the root. You may agree, he continues, that he can use his industrial wealth and his ballot to force the government to recognize him. But he must understand that the government is the people. It's Marcus Garvey now, 1922. The government is the people. That the majority of the people dictate the policy of governments. And if the majority are against a measure, a thing, or a race, then the government is impotent to protect that measure, thing, or race. Marcus Garvey is saying we're in the predicament we're in because we want to be in this predicament. We, the people, the majority, we have control of the government. If the Negro were to live in this Western Hemisphere for another 500 years, he would still be outnumbered by other races who are prejudiced against him. He cannot resort to the government for protection, for government will be in the hands of the majority of the people who are prejudiced against him. Hence, for the Negro to depend on the ballot and his industrial progress alone will be hopeless, as it does not help him when he is lynched, burned, Jim Crowed, and segregated. The future of the Negro, therefore, outside of Africa, spells ruin and disaster. Marcus Garvey is saying, we got to go back to our roots. Now, we scared of Africa. We scared of black. The solution of the Negro problem, 1922. Let's go to the next caller. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you are on the revolution.
David is talking away.
Yes, yes, Elder. How are you?
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Elder. Yes, Elder. Yeah, man.
I'm listening to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the same thing are happening nowadays in which were happening in those days.
That's right.
But in a different form.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the same form. Mm-hmm.
Say it again?
And some even in the same form. Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, my problem is the government not trying to reconcile it.
But we just read, Marcus Garvey just said, who's the government?
Yes, but
the people.
Some of us, we don't want to suffer. Sometimes you have to suffer to make something right.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to suffer as a people.
Mm.
We don't want to suffer. But some of us know the problem, know how to fix the problem, but we don't have any help for us to help us fix the problem.
Well, Elder, I'll say this. If the people are willing to come together and work with those who think the way that they think, because we always say in the Holy Coptic Church, join some organization. If you don't want to join the Holy Coptic Church, fine. But join some organization that is helping to better your community and better your country. Go ahead.
Right now, and soon to come, we're going to have a church, right?
Mm.
Ministering to police, to the police force.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all churches, many churches here in the Bahamas does it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't touch the problems. You know, they will go and pick up the police. They're not in the position to see what the police doing or not doing. They doesn't get the statements or the reports for them to get together. Of course, the Christian Council leader to analyze, and make input. But all they want is just go there, and just minister them as if they're doing the right thing in all capacity, which is not. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They need to know what's happening and agree to reconcile it. But most of our people that's in position, they're selfish. Once they could get what they want and their people, what their, you know,
we didn't keep the opportunity open for everybody.
They're not, of course, but they don't care about the everybody.
Mm.
You see, everybody else could go wherever.
So,
for
so we suffering from selfishness then is what you're saying,
Elder. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. All right.
See, that's the problem.
So that's something identified. The selfishness of our people has to be addressed. I thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Elder Bremen, huh?
And much love. You'll soon be seeing me.
Yes.
I suppose to get something happen shortly, you know?
Okay. Well,
I hope it's shortly, but I continue getting,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, talks, promises.
Well, you know, whenever you need us, you just call and we come assist you as best we can.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Give everybody my love, okay?
I will.
Got take another, care.
You too. Namaste. All right. We got another caller here on The Revolution. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you're on live.
Yes, good afternoon, Uncle.
Hey, my brother.
You're always intriguing. You know, since you're talking about Marcus, you know, the thing is, as Negroes, right, we are being socially engineered to lionize Massa on the plantation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not wearing who get vexed or whatever, but this is what we go by what I observe. And I listen to you speak for mm-hmm. the first hour and during this time. It's a lack of consciousness also.
Yeah.
All right? And so the fact that, it's part of our fault, because mm-hmm. I have in my shop right now a big poster of Marcus Garvey, and it says, no one knows when the hour of African redemption comes. It mm-hmm. comes in the wind, one day like a storm. When that day comes, all Africans will stand together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what got Marcus in trouble, right? When he made the statement, Africa for Africans, those at home and those abroad. And so when we look at the FBI spying on him and creating false narratives about him and the ostracization of him, there's so many different hidden agendas was put in place to destabilize the United Negro Improvement Association, etc. We don't want to get into that, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the legacy is us, because we're not teaching our story, we're teaching their story, and this is now why we have this, I listen to you,
mm-hmm.
we have this snobbish attitude and condescending attitude towards one another,
mm-hmm.
as if the educated amongst us supposed to know it all, when they are very limited in their thinking because their lack of consciousness is visible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me get to the global construct, the financial construct after World War II. I think it's World War II or World War I, but it's the introduction of the new... I think it's World War I, but the introduction... It's World War I, Anku. After the introduction of the new moral world order, in which Africa was segmented, in, I mean, the global segmented,
and
it probably went passive according
right
to resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, Africa has goal. Now, here's what the globalists did. Since people don't believe in global agendas, they're so educated until their heads are you know where. And now, the thing is, gold is what the back currency is. So now, they took the gold away from us, they gave us money when we exchanged it, and then they turned around and started to give us tangible paper money. And so notice now, the gold, hence the gold reserve and the Federal Reserve, they have all the gold stored, and then central banks now are storing gold reserves. They're buying gold and storing gold. This is online. So now, Africa's gold, silver, copper, tungsten, cobalt, you name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is we're still the poor nation, and we look at the construct of Nigeria and the Goodyear and now Shell, BP, and all these oil, Exxon, they own the gold reserves in Nigeria. And we see where the manipulation of European intervention, right, and the power they have over Africa, and then yet still we sit and ponder and wonder today, right, when we're supposed to be visible to see man-made division and man-made decision is the reason why our country is the way we are today. And so when you talk about you talk about solarization and natural resources, so what I'm looking at is when you talk about the carbon credits, right,
mm-hmm.
and which might be a great idea, but I always for some reason believe the death for nature swap is a better deal, because with the carbon credits, what you do is you have rich oligarchs flying over in their plane, going up into space in their rockets. Look at me in my rocket. Look at me in my spaceship. And then we pay you carbon credits. But it's like an equilibrium. This is all a financial Ponzi scheme, you know. This is not like I didn't want to get into anthropogenic carbon, which is carboniferous carbon. Mm-hmm. Carbon is the source of all life. And you're toxing carbon because you're toxing life. You could have picked another element to tox, but you decided to tox carbon because you know the chemistry of it. It's basically the source of all life. But mm-hmm. we're all ignorant. And, you know, I don't know, Sparky's my boy, and I enjoyed him listening to him, but he wasn't meaning me because I'm a callous dropout. You see, the thing is, Anku, we have a problem with the truth. And so there was a conversation yesterday about the minimum wage online show, about $5. So I what I'm saying is, and I listened to the condescending remarks. Once someone disagrees with someone, they're called stupid. Mm. But what I'm saying is, with me, I would not condone $5 pay for anybody. I don't care what they're doing. So what most people must bear in mind is, we are helping contribute to our own enslavement. No one should be paid $5. I don't care what they do, because the security is exposed to hazards, and also the garbage man is exposed to hazards. When I work as an engineer, a boiler man, I was exposed to chemicals and fumes, the likes, because I had to be, so I was paid hazardous pay. Mm. So, we have this condescending attitude that we have inherited from the white Europeans. We don't uplift one another. You know, we just like to tear down one another because of education. So we are enriching these people up, and we're getting nowhere. We're spinning in a social paradigm, a merry-go-round, man. Bless up.
Bless up, my brother. So 52 is saying, listen, we got to make sure that we uplift each other. Elder Brahman is saying, we got to start being so selfish. Grime is saying, listen, man, we got to do our research and put into effect a lot of things that we have access to, but we just ain't paying attention to it. So we getting some answers, you know, and I'm asking again, people, do your research, you know what I mean? This texter says, reparations is a must. That's real. You know, with reparations is also repair nation, you know, and it starts with us. It really, really starts with us. Thank you for texting in, caller. Thanks for always bringing food for thought, bro. Looking forward to Culture Day tomorrow and the BNRC, Bahamas Natural Resource Lecture Sunday. That's right. On Sunday is the Bahamas Natural Resource, the Priest Blyden talking to the Reparations Committee is having a lecture on Sunday, the 26th. This is, I think, the second annual, if I'm not mistaken, lecture in honor of the Honorable Priest Blyden. And so you can definitely look on my web, on my Facebook page. I'll have some more information on that, but make sure you check it out. We got another caller. Yeah, let's get this caller in while the line is hot. All right, caller, you're on the Revolution.
Hi, how you doing, Uncle?
Hey, I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm cool. You know, I'd be listening to you when you are filling in, but thinking, boy, and you just bring up some very pertinent points inside, you know, inside the world, especially for our black race.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to answer a question for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 52 brought up a very interesting topic on how Marcus got himself in trouble and, he said Marcus Garvey, he said, was talking about?
He was saying he has in his shop a poster that talks about
African redemption. Yeah, and he was African saying how someone got in his job and said, African for African.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's so touchy about the situation is that you will have these European religion who will come in and just embark and then bottle or bow down or kind of stand on the necks of people of African descent and saying that this is the religion and this is the true religion. And mm-hmm. hardly anything is be said, but soon as you come like the Crypted Church, like what you're running and a couple other organizations that really embattles the heart and the soul of the black African race, they try to make it come off as prejudice, you know?
Right.
Have you ever experienced that? And tell me why you think it's that.
So, yeah, I have experienced it. And the first thing we say to anybody who says we are prejudiced is you have to understand what the word prejudice means. It means to prejudge. We're not prejudging anything. We are looking at a repeated behavior of a system, a global system that has a caste system based on color. The word caste is a word that actually speaks to color, and it comes out of the Brahmanistic teachings of the Aryan Hindus, not the original Africans, but the Aryan Hindus that invaded. Yeah. And we say nothing to those people just like the Jews who have their religion, don't say anything to anybody. They live their life, and they are empowered by the forward movement that they make. I think you have some feedback coming in. Turn on your radio. And so when people try to tell you that you're racist or you're prejudiced for talking about a racist society, it just means that they don't want you to change the circumstances. And when they do that, they're just telling on themselves more than anything. So I don't really put too much energy behind people who get into the name calling. But at the end of the day, I know we at the bottom of the totem pole as Black people. And if we don't speak up and if we don't take control of our situation, nobody's going to speak up for us, because they realize the minute we stand up, most of them will fall down because they're on our box riding it. So I thank you for calling, caller. And let's take another text. It says, great talk show today. Yes, the Bahamas is the wealthiest country in the Caribbean region. The dreams and foresights of great Bahamians like Sir Lyndon could have been realized if political leaders did not create a vast amount of people on dependency, rather than economic empowerment for the special few. Mm-hmm. We can still create a better, rich Bahamas for all real organic Bahamians from Grand Bahama. So this is a text from Grand Bahama, and I appreciate it. And what about that? You know, that's a great insight into what the political scene looks like today. You know, keep people dependent on politicians. I remember talking to the late great Ronnie Butler and even my uncle Freddie Munnins Jr. And remember we had a discussion about how the musicians had such power in this country. You know, to the point where they would name themselves after royalty, like Duke Errol. They had these names that, you know, spoke to them, to their royal position in this society. And they talked about how after the independence of our country, because, you know, the political parties would utilize over the hill to campaign more than going into the hotels. We couldn't go into the hotels. And it's interesting that you say that, Texter, because we shifted the narrative of nation building to running behind the politician. That's another show, but let's run to the phone lines. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Caller, you're on the revolution. Thank you for calling. Are you there, caller?
Yes, sir. Can I ask one question before you go?
Go ahead, my brother.
Do we have any white churches in the Bahamas? Where do the white people go to worship? And why is it when we celebrate our independence on Clifford Park, we don't see no white Bahamians involved in our celebration? We don't see, when we see the priests go out there to the flag to say the prayer for the nations and everything, mm-hmm. we see the same people every year. The president of the Christian Association, mm-hmm. the Methodist, the Anglican bishop, the Catholic bishop, the Seventh-day Adventist leader. We see the same organization there. We don't see the Greeks. We don't see the Chinese. We don't see the Indians. We don't see, but they are Bahamians. Mm-hmm. They are Bahamian citizens. They got Bahamian residency. But they do not celebrate our independence with us. How come only the Bahamian Black people over the hill is here out there on Clifford Bar? Where the rest of the people?
Sparky, that's a great question. And so for all the white Bahamians out there, y'all need less Sparky know where y'all can be for the for the tattoo. He will see y'all out there. But definitely we have right the Greek Orthodox churches here, the Catholic churches here. They white churches. Don't mind Black people being in them. They white churches. You know what I mean? But it just again speaks to, you know, and people say, well, you know, race, you know, it's divisive and you don't want to talk about it. You got to remember now the covenant that the Most High made with Noah, this covenant of the bow, they say this rainbow. This first covenant was the symbol of it is a bow of colors, each color in their respective position. allowing for there to be balance. I'm not teaching segregationist doctrine or anything like that. I'm just talking about what we have been taught all of our lives in terms of this symbol. What does this symbol mean? That's another show, but I'm just putting it on the table, right? 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. We got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the revolution.
Sparky, I got happy with that one, Sparky. All the countries of West Bahamas, they take a vacation during Christmas time and Independence, and all the foreign and the half man, this country, they take their vacation. But what we need is, Sparky, big and deal with them. When the 1973 people take this country over, the most of the people is going against them. So don't care what they do, this country can get fixed and tell them to die out. But Uncle, you need to take over one show, man.
This is my boy, man. I take his job. Go ahead. They could give me another show, though. Thank you for calling. Let's see. I got another text here. Are we going to run to a break? Let's run to a break, then we'll run into this text and any more calls before we wrap up the show today. Here on The Revolution on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day here with Uncle Sarah. Keep it locked.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do.
And our signature sandwiches are no different.
Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich.
We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch.
Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty, served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce.
Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents.
Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Here with Calhoun Uncle Sarah, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. I am really, really happy to be here. And we've been having a great show, talking nation building. We're talking really a lot of solutions. We want solutions, right? And we do a lot of talking, but oftentimes when it's time to get the work done, that's when you see who's really who, right? So 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. I heard someone say it slower. Okay, I'll say it slower. 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. All right, let's run to some text before any callers call in. I don't know, Sparky, I don't know, you yuck up these people vexed. They say vexation. Someone say, tell Sparky calm down. Tell him calm down. This next actor says, something is wrong, Uncle. Every race has enslaved the black man, even the Indians. They were the first. And let's be clear when we say the Indians, because that's a confusing term, too. Because they call us West Indians, too, right? But the Aryans, those who came down out of the Caucasus Mountain region, the Aryans, they came and they suppressed the Africans that were in that Harappan civilization and created what you call the Dravidian today. That's a whole other show. But yeah, every night, every race is, it continues to, we die so they may live. All right. Next texter says, so you back here burning the people dissonance? Keep doing the work. Religion is the kryptonite for colored people. We have royal blood in our veins and don't know it. Spirituality and religion are diametric opposites. I agree with you essentially, but I don't call what they call religion, religion. That's just a weapon of mass delusion, right? Let's go to the phone lines. Kermit here on The Revolution on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Caller, you are on The Revolution.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, hey, I'm good. I had the call back. I was meaning the American Indians under the feudal system. But what I want you to do for me is, you know, I was doing some research, and there's this African guy. He's a historian, so he was on, and so he was actually documenting the agenda with some cooperation with some European countries in which most of the slaves, predominantly exported from Africa, were of the tribe of Judah. And he specifically documented. I don't know if you heard about it, but I'll probably send it to you some other time.
No problem.
Bless up, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's interesting because they talk about a part of the genetics of West Africans. What do they call it? If I remember before the end of the show, I'll say it. But it's basically saying that there's a part of our genome that is very unnormal. Let me say it that way. They call it ghost DNA. That's what they call it. If you Google it, ghost DNA. Of course, they use the term ghost, but it's not ghost. It's really a potent conscious gas, ether. That again, you know, we talk about in the Holy Coptic Church. But the point of the matter is, when you talk about identity, and these three groups of 12 royal tribes, a lot of it has been, you know, seen through the eyes of just mere monotheistic religion. But when we go back to our original scriptures and go back to the languages, we see something there that really cannot be refuted. And so we're not going to get into that today, but thank you all for putting that on the table as well. Why y'all on Sparky case today, man? Sparky, the people miss you, man. You only call him an AA. Tell Sparky, go look for that plum tree and plant it because he really ain't got nothing to do. Sparky is someone who has, you know, he's done his part in the country and continues to want to do his part in the country. And he's frustrated like most of us. You know, the generation that I'm a part of, I'm 45 now, you know, and there are those of us who are making strides. There are those of us who have some say or some voice in the national narrative, but for the most part, you know, we're not in a position like Sir Lyndon Penland and them. When they ran the country, they were much younger than what we see running the country now, and I think it has a lot to do with, I don't want to just say complacency. We're more than just complacent. We have to have these kinds of conversations to stir the thought process on what we have control of. Don't sit around and talk about what you don't have control of. Control what you can control. It's like that video clip I see. It's a viral video clip of this, I think he's a Navy officer. And he says, the first thing you do every morning, get up and make your bed. That's what you have control of. And I say that to say that making of the bed could be anything that you have control of, right? But I want to say thank you to all the texters, all of the callers today. I want to remind you that tomorrow is International Culture Day 2022 out at Arawar Key, also known as Fish Fry. Holy Coptic Church, Tree of Eternal Life, will be out there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We got new music, food, Bahamian circus, fashion shows, cooking shows, games, and a whole lot more. Thank you for listening to The Revolution today. Thank you, Brother Juan, for allowing us to take The Revolution for a spin around the block. We're parking it back now. You know where we leave the keys. Keep it locked here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. My name is Kahunanku Sarah. Namastu, and thank you for listening.